On the injury report, Derek Wolfe is out for the game. Everybody else is probable. If you need any updates, I'll give it to you. But otherwise, that's the final injury report.
Coach, Adam Gase has talked about the wind has been more of an issue in the offense execution rather than cold temperatures. We're getting a real dose of it, and it's predicted to be kind of windy on Sunday. What's your take on that?
Both teams got to deal with it. That's typical of any kind of inclement weather or elements. So we'll just whatever's there, we'll deal with.
Coach, how pleased are you with Coach McCoy, his first season in San Diego, and the success he's had? I know he's on the other sideline, but a guy who worked for you, are you pleased to see what the success he's had?
I don't know if pleased is the right word. I think he's done a tremendous job, as I thought he would. So, I think he's done a good job. He hired a good staff. They've done an outstanding job. And, the players have played well for him.
He compliments you for a lot of the things that you taught him.
Well, I don't know about all that. I've been blessed to be around a lot of good people and had a lot of good staff members. It's not one guy. And I think Mike understands that. And I've got great respect for him, and he's done a terrific job.
What about the impact Sean Phillips has had for this team coming over from the Chargers?
He's been outstanding. And we've had a lot of free agents step in. Luis Vasquez, another guy, Quentin Jammer, another guy that were with the Chargers. And Sean's been very productive and done an excellent job for us.
Were they able to give you any extra insight on the Chargers?
Not really. I mean, it's a lot of players, coaches alike. I mean, there's a lot of coaches that were here a year ago there and vice versa. It's just the way the league works. It's musical chairs as far as coaches and players.
Coach, as far as well as Ryan Matthews has run against you in the two games of the season, who concerns you more coming into this game, Phillip Rivers or Ryan Matthews?
Well, they all concern me. Anybody that's out there, whoever they trot out there, it all concerns you. You got people that are the best in the world at what they do, regardless of what position. So they're all concerning.
Today in San Diego, it's Fear the Bolo Friday. Do the Broncos fear the Bolo? Do you know what that is?
That hasn't been high on my fear list, but, I really don't have an answer.
What do you make about Phillip Rivers, the Bolo ties and all the craziness?
I think there's a lot of guys wearing bow ties these days. It's maybe the trend. I'm not one of them, but, it looks great.
Hey, Coach, we know she had the offensive lineman catching passes in the little period we were able to shoot there. Any tackle-eligible plays, Plant?
If there were, I wouldn't be mentioning it, but it's just what we do every Friday, so it's nothing new.
Anybody got particularly good hands over there?
A few of them. Yeah, there's actually good athletes.
Coach, back to the wind issue, does it change your game plan at all if it is going to be a very gusty day on Sunday?
Not really. Like I said, you deal with whatever the elements present themselves, and you go from there.